One of the stops I wasn't able to make, but one of my colleagues, Michael Piff, was able to do and take some great video was at the Hop District Community Brewing Company. We've got the co-owners on the line right now. First, Shane Hansen. Shane, we're not related, right?
No, but hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was just making sure that I wasn't, that we aren't long lost cousins, because you spell it the same way I do. You never know. We'll have to dive into that another time. Jim Koblish, good to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
I love having a brewery on as my last segment of the week. I don't have a Friday show, so this feels good. Shane, first and foremost, how did you guys get started in LaGrange Park?
Hey, thanks for asking. In LaGrange Park actually was where we ended up while Jim was head brewer at a few other breweries. And when it was time and we decided we had had both 15 and 17 years behind us, we decided we were going to open our own brewery. We found a spot, the most fortunate spot that was closest to us, and we were able to open up something new and incredible in LaGrange Park that Jim and I had both already had experience in, and right in our, you know, in our town right here, LaGrange Park.
15 and 17 years of experience in this before opening up. Jim, what a huge advantage that is. I imagine a lot of brewers maybe don't have that much experience, and owners of a brewing company. What were some lessons that you brought over from your past experiences that you think has really helped out at Hop District?
Well, you know, one of the things that my dad always told me as I was starting this career was, make your mistakes on someone else's dime. He goes, you know, it's a long road to success, and there's a lot to pick up along the way. So, you know, that's what I always try to do. Every time I'm at a different place, you get to learn new equipment, you get to learn new styles, new techniques, and after, you know, over a decade or so of brewing and also distilling, I kind of just blended it all together, and we said we're just going to give it our best shot, and we never saw any speed bumps that told us to slow down or turn back. So, you know, the lessons paid off.
That's very good. Shane, I got to ask, you guys have the nice logo of the hop, and hop is in the name. IPAs, is that your bread and butter?
That is a good question, because we always try to stick to most traditional, meaning that when we say it's a West Coast IPA, it's West Coast. It's not sweet. And if it is hazy, we make it, Jim and Christina, our other brewer, and Jim, our head brewer, we make these recipes and make them to taste the way they're supposed to. And we stick to a lot of traditional lagers. But, yeah.
You do the IPAs very well, but the lagers too. And Jim, I imagine having a variety is important because the tastes change. I will say, like 10 years ago, man, I was on the IPA train. And it's not that I'm not anymore. It's just that I can't drink those high ABVs as much anymore now that my age starts with a 4 instead of a 2 or a 3. Have you found that that's something that you guys find important to have the lagers paired up with the IPA so that everyone can walk in and grab something that they want?
Oh, most definitely, especially in the tap room, since we don't distribute yet. People come in and you don't know what their mood's going to be, and especially seasonally. I don't know about you, but I'm a big seasonal drinker. You know, the more richer, darker beers or drinks in general in the colder months. And, you know, you want something light and crisp and refreshing in the hotter months. So we try to follow those trends. But we do offer, you know, like you said, IPAs and lagers and a couple other things sprinkled in there, too. But, yeah, we always try to keep a nice mix, something fresh, something new every couple of weeks. Just keep things interesting, because we do have a lot of regulars that just walk over from the neighborhood. So when you have a high percentage of regulars, you know, they like to see something new every once in a while.
I love that. I've already identified what I'd order first. It'd be the Movies on Mars. And to your note, the cooler weather, I like some notes of toasted bread, toffee, caramel, and pine. That sounds perfect for the season we're about to enter. So, Shane, make sure I can have one of those when I walk on in. You mentioned the tap room, Jim. And, Shane, I love a tap room vibe. There's something special about it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. When you walk into the tap room of Hop District, you walk straight in, and then your first area is a, you know, traditional taproom looking area, kind of the rustic-y vibe, but you also have another room, you know, that just south right there, that's a completely different vibe. That's a little more lounge, laid back, a little more, for lack of better words, a little upscale, industrial upscale. And then there's a whole vibe outside where it's during the summer and the spring and even early fall. It's incredible out there. We have heaters and it fills up. It's great.
Jim, I did forgot to ask, how long have you guys been open now?
We're going just over 3.5 years.
That's pretty good. So you're a post-pandemic or kind of at the end of the pandemic, you guys started up. How has the community reacted, Jim? Was it quick to have people filter in, or has it been kind of a, not, I don't want to say a struggle, but it's been, you know, you've had to start slowly but surely getting the regulars to start coming in?
Sure. Well, the demand was actually there right out of the gate, more so than we really ever expected. When we were planning the place, we were kind of thinking it was just going to be this quiet little neighborhood, little tap room, and we were content with that. But as the construction went on and people kind of picked up that we were going to be there and be opening soon, you know, we would have the doors open and the windows open, you know, just get fresh air because of all the dust from construction, and people would pop in every single day. Are you guys almost open? Are you guys almost open? So the demand was definitely exceeding what we were thinking was going to happen, and we actually ended up having to buy more equipment just to keep up, like, right away.
Love that. We're out of time, unfortunately, but I encourage everyone to go to Hop District Community Brewing. It's right on 31st Street, I believe, just east of LaGrange, as I'm trying to remember my southwest suburbs. Guys, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Shane, Jim, good luck on everything, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Thanks so much for having us.